There is significant news in the fight against COVID-19 as the United Kingdom becomes the first Western nation to authorize a vaccine for emergency use.
800,000 shots will start rolling out next week.
We'll look at what this development means for the U.S. and the financial markets as we begin a new day of trading.
It's just closing off more and more of those avenues of doubt about the vaccines and the timeline for their deployment.
It's Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. We'll have more on the UK's emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine in just a moment, but first, the latest on America's efforts to fight the pandemic. A federal panel advising the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has recommended that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first to receive any of the limited COVID-19 vaccine doses when supplies become available. The Journal's Peter Loftus has more on why these specific groups are taking priority.
These groups stood out because, for one thing, healthcare workers, they're out there, many of them dealing with infected patients on a daily basis. I think the people on the committee felt that it was important to include these people. It was sort of a later add to bump up residents of long-term care facilities to the very top. And I think there, the idea was that the staff of long-term care facilities includes a lot of healthcare workers. So there's already going to be an effort there at those facilities. So why not include these residents who also are really among the most vulnerable and have been hit the hardest by the virus?
President Trump has threatened to veto an annual defense policy bill over a provision that gives social media companies broad immunity for the content published on their sites. The bill has already passed in the Senate and the House, with the House version passing with more than the two-thirds supermajority needed to override a potential veto. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declined to comment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't immediately respond for a comment. A group of more than 40 companies, including Amazon, Ford, and Citigroup, is calling for Congress and President-elect Joe Biden to work together on tackling climate change. In a letter, the group has also called for the U.S. to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump announced the U.S. would withdraw from the treaty in 2017. After the break, an in-depth look at the vaccine authorization decision in the UK, including issues of distribution, the fiscal implications, and what it could mean for vaccination efforts in the United States. We'll be right back. As we told you earlier, Britain is the first nation in the West to grant emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine ahead of the U.S. and the EU, clearing a shot jointly developed by Pfizer of the U.S. and BioNTech of Germany. It's expected to be distributed in limited numbers within days. The decision is of interest far beyond its borders. Let's bring in London-based reporter Jenny Strasberg. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mark.
Jenny, let's break down the news itself. What does authorization by the UK government mean, and how does this compare to what's currently happening in the United States?
So the UK, in its pre-Brexit transition period, has taken the power it has to basically say, look, we authorize this for emergency use. There's a pandemic. We don't need to wait for the EU medicines regulator. We're going to do this ourselves. And, you know, we're not going to wait for the European regulators to decide. So this is not going to be the last authorization we're going to hear about. We're likely, there's a lot happening in the U.S. with the FDA, in Europe with the European Medicines Agency that oversees similar authorizations of medicines across Europe. They've got hearings, public hearings in the U.S. and in Europe coming up in December to discuss this, and we could see more of these such decisions before the end of the year.
With that said, distribution will begin immediately, correct?
The UK government is saying this morning that they expect to start putting shots in arms next week. And so the UK has prioritized people, you know, this is a bit morbid, but it makes sense. According to essentially their vulnerability to dying. So they've said, look, people in care homes, the people who care for them, who also could, you know, carry the virus to the folks in care homes, they'll be first. And then you've got frontline healthcare workers, the NHS of the UK, the people who were caring for people in hospitals, and then people over 80. And then there are like nine groups that they'll work through. And, you know, there's only going to be so much vaccine to go around, but they are going to move. You can be sure that the UK will move as quickly as possible.
Will this decision influence or even perhaps speed up the process in the United States?
You know, our headline is UK first, right? This is the first time a Western nation has granted emergency use. You know, the UK government is saying 800,000 shots will start rolling out next week. There's going to be major coverage of people in UK care homes and, you know, the workers caring for people the most vulnerable getting shots. You can imagine that's going to have an impact on a world devastated by this pandemic. But, you know, in fairness, like the regulators in the US and in Europe have been moving very quickly. Like, I don't want to portray this as like a competition among regulators. I think we need to keep in mind that they're all trying to uphold the standards of safety, make sure this vaccine is effective, make sure that manufacturing is up to quality standards. And keep in mind, there's different manufacturing happening around the world. It's not a simple thing to make a messenger RNA vaccine. It's actually quite a difficult task.
And finally, Jenny, you've covered a lot of this from the start. What are the unknowns? What are the questions that you're still asking?
You know, how long until vaccines will bring some greater sense of normalcy to our world? And, you know, this is just the start. I think people need to keep in mind that we're not going to just immediately stop wearing masks and needing to distance and needing to take care of each other. This is just the start of a long process. You know, there are a lot of questions about like how long immunity lasts and how long the impact on the human immune system lasts from a vaccine. I think all of us want to know the whole herd immunity. Will this help us be able to hug each other? Will it mean that people can see their loved ones, can get on planes, feel a little safer? It's going to take time. And also, frankly, developing nations and poorer countries. I mean, this is a complicated vaccine to store at long periods of time. It requires very cold temperatures. You know, the hope is that there won't be a division between like rich and poor countries and that we can take care of the entire world and not just the wealthiest countries.
WSJ reporter Jenny Strasberg. Jenny, many thanks for your clarity and your insight on this.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks. Have a great day.
The UK's emergency authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine today could have a major impact on the global economy. To get some context, let's bring in markets columnist Mike Bird in Hong Kong. Mike, good to have you here.
Hey, Mark.
So, Mike, we know the markets like moments of certainty. What does today's vaccine news mean for the investment community?
I think the important thing about today's news is it's just closing off more and more of those avenues of doubt about the vaccines and the timeline for their deployment. This is more or less what people thought would happen, but markets can still get a lift out of those sort of things precisely because it gets rid of some of those worst case scenarios. So it will definitely be seen as an optimistic thing. Obviously, the UK's developed country and economy, and people would expect that if their medicines agencies are willing to approve a vaccine, it's probably going to happen. It may not be for a few weeks, but in other countries as well.
And let's focus further on the healthcare sector, because hospital stocks in particular have seen some strength lately.
Yeah, hospital stocks have done pretty well in the US, particularly since the US election. There's a couple of different reasons for that. One of which is the divided government that it looks fairly likely the US is going to end up with from the beginning of next year means probably no major changes to healthcare regulation that might have been a risk had there been a united government of either side. They're also relatively cheap stocks, which has benefited in these sort of miniature rotations of value that we've seen in the stock market. That means basically investors going in and diving instead of for the very highly valued growth companies, your tech companies, things like that, they're bidding up companies that really have very low valuations, and hospital stocks are within that group.
Mike Bird, the context is appreciated.
Thanks very much, Mark.
And that's what's news on a busy Wednesday. We'll have more on the vaccine authorization as well as the day's news when we come back tonight with a new episode. You can always stay up to date on WSJ.com and the Journal app. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.